May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to read the second part in a Shunyu Suzuki lecture that he gave in San Francisco at Sokoji, the old Soto Zen. It said Soto Zen Mission, the sign on front. Sokoji, Soto Zen Mission, 1881 Bush Street, Bush and Laguna in San Francisco. And he gave this on Tuesday, July 27th, 1965, at 1 p.m., it was a session lecture. So he probably gave two that day, you know, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. He might have given three, I don't know. There were a bunch of lectures that were recorded very nicely on reel-to-reel tape. However, there's a lot of traffic, as you will see. I admire the transcribers because, boy, some of those words are hard to hear when there's a truck going by and some where he's saying real soft. But, you know, it's been gone over a number of times through the years. I'm going to read you the light edit of it, and I'm going to play you the audio of a lightly edited audio clip from it. That's about 10 minutes long. Oh, if you want to follow this, just go to shunyusuzuki.com and go to the lecture search form. Click on that, and that'll take you to, actually, it takes you to shunyusuzuki2.com. And that's like the database. And then write 65-07-27, it'll go to this lecture, which is entitled Why We Should Practice Zazen. A lot of these titles just come from what he starts off talking about, but there's themes in the lectures. So here we go. I'll start reading, and then when I'm through, you will hear him. We say we have two kinds of knowledge, intuitive knowledge and thinking, discriminating knowledge. The scientific knowledge and the philosophical knowledge is the dualistic thinking knowledge. As long as we use words and we think by words, it is impossible to reach the absolute conclusion. When we just resume to our own nature, which is universal to everyone, we can realize our true nature, which is universal to human beings and even for animals and plants and everything's existence. And that is why in Zen practice, we stop our mind. We do not put any consideration to our sensitivity, our thinking. Whatever image comes, you just accept it and let them go out. And whatever sound you hear, you just let them come in and let them go out. When you do not pay any attention to outward objects, you will find out your true nature. This true nature, when you are healthy and practice Zazen in this way, it is just calm and some inexplicable thing itself. But when you have some actual problem, when you have pain in your legs, you will have a direct experience of your true nature. But, you know, don't make the mistake that is the true nature. That is true nature plus something, plus your painful legs. Something is added on true nature, and true nature takes the form of pain. This relationship is very important, and if you understand this relationship, your true nature and your pain, there is a key to solve all the problems of life. through problems, we will realize our nature, our true nature. When I am hungry, what I feel is what you will feel when you are hungry. There might be some difference, but not much difference. And how you feel when you sit is how everyone feels when they sit. Now, strictly speaking, that is enough. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, if everyone sits and finds out how they feel when they sit, that's good enough. In this point, we will reach agreement. But if you are caught by some fancy idea of religion, there may be various religions, and you don't know what religion is yours, Buddhism, Christianity, or Indian religion, or some folk native religion, you don't know what to choose. Sometimes every religion looks the same. Sometimes it doesn't look the same. But when religion is studied in the simplest way, the most universal way, for instance, want of sleep or hunger or pain, we will reach universal religion. Universal religion, even to animals. Here we have a common playground. Everyone will play in this common playground. So you shouldn't have, according to Buddhism or our patriarchs or founder of various religions, you should not have too fancy an idea of religion. Religion should be understood by the most foolish man, not learned wise man. Wise man's religion is very complicated and very fancy. If he is too great, you will be attached to his religion. Well, that's good. If you really want to do it, that's good. But just because of the name or, you know, some gaining idea, we should not attach to some particular religion. That is why we say don't study religion with a gaining idea. Gaining idea. Gaining idea is not, well, gaining idea is not based on your true nature. That's a very superficial desire, not so deep as your hunger. When we give up various gaining ideas, we will find out our true nature. And this true nature is very primitive, of course. And at the same time, it could be very, very refined and deep. A lofty idea, desire. In this primitive fundamental desire, there are true strengths and various possibilities. But if you start from a fancy idea of religion, you will be more confused. So to realize why we study religion is to find out the meaning of our fundamental desire, how important it is and how miraculous it is, and how much possibility it has. When all of us are concentrated on this point, there will not be any religious sectarianism because we start from some particular philosophy of religion. We have various sectarianisms. When we have just one lid, just one cover, which covers various pans and bowls, there will be no problem. Our cover, our philosophy, is not the same philosophy as usual philosophers will provide for us. So, that's that. Do I have any comment? Well, the pronouns he used, just, he'd say, I change pronouns some, I mean, because he just never could get his pronouns straight. So they just don't use them like that in Japanese. And all right, so he says, and this is the way he really said it. And how you feel when you sit is how everyone feels when you sit. You know, he just didn't have the same thing in mind when he said pronouns that we do. He's just throwing them out and trying to get them right. My God. You know what happens in language? What can happen? And it happens to those of us that don't really get totally fluent, is we get what's called in the business fossilized. And you just don't improve after that point in certain ways. Like people who've been in another country for 40 years and still have really heavy accents or still are making mistakes with pronouns. So anyway, I don't really have any other comment. We can just think this is something to chew on. But it's not food for thought. It's food for not thinking. Or is it neither food for thinking or not thinking? We can chew on that.
We say we have two kinds of knowledge, intuitive knowledge and thinking, discriminating knowledge, the scientific knowledge and the philosophical knowledge is the dualistic thinking knowledge. As long as we use words and we think by words, it is impossible to reach the absolute conclusion. When we just resume to our own nature, which is universal to everyone, we can achieve, we can realize our true nature, which is universal to human being and even for animals and plants and every existence. And that is why in Zen practice we stop our mind. We do not put any consideration to our sensitivity or thinking. Whatever image come, you just accept it and let them go out. And whatever sound you hear, you let them come in and let them go out. When you do not pay any attention to outward object, you will find out your true nature. This true nature, when you are healthy and practice Zazen in this way, it is just calm and some inexplicable thing itself. But when you have some actual problem, when you have pain on your legs, you will have direct experience of your true nature. But, you know, don't mistake, that is true nature. That is true nature plus something, plus your painful legs. Something is added on true nature. And true nature takes the form of pain. This relationship is very important. And if you understand this relationship, your true nature and your pain, there is a key to solve all the problems of life. Through problem, we will realize our nature. true nature. When I am hungry, what I feel is what you will feel when you are hungry. There might be some difference, but not much difference. And how you feel when you sit is how everyone feels when you sit. Strictly speaking, that is enough. Even though you do not attain enlightenment, if everyone sit and find out how you feel when you sit, that's good enough. In this point, we will reach some agreement. But if you are caught by fancy idea of religion, there may be various religions, and you don't know what religion is yours. Buddhism, Christianity, or Indian religion, or some folk, native religion. You don't know what to choose. Sometimes every religion looks like same. Sometimes it doesn't look like same. But when religion is studied, the most simplest way, the most universal way, for instance, want of sleep, or hunger, or pain, or we will reach the universal religion. Universal religion, even to animals. Here we have common playground. Everyone will play in this common playground. You shouldn't have, according to Buddha or a patriarch or a founder of various religions, you should not have too fancy idea of religion. Religion should be understood the most foolish man, not learned wise man. Wise man's religion is very complicated and very fancy. If he is too great, you will be attached to his religion. That is good. If you really want to do it, that's good. But just because of the name or some gaining idea, we should not attach to some particular religion. So that is why we say, don't study religion with gaining idea. Gaining idea. Gaining idea is not based on your true nature. That's a very superficial desire. Not so deep as your hunger. When we give up various gaining idea, we will find out our true nature. And this true nature is very primitive, of course. And at the same time, it could be very, very refined and deep, lofty idea, desire. In this primitive, fundamental desire, there are true strengths and various possibilities. But if you start from fancy idea of religion, you will be more confused. So to realize why we study, religion is to find out the meaning of our fundamental desire, how important it is, and how miraculous it is, and how much possibility it has. When we, all of us, is concentrated on this point, there will not be any religious sectarianism, because we start from some particular philosophy of religion. We have various sectarianism. When we have just one lid, just one cover, which covers various pen and balls, there will be no problem. Our cover, our philosophy is not the same philosophy as usual philosophers will provide for us.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Senor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.